Unit 2, pages 60 to 61. Reading 2, Exercise D. From science fiction to modern technology. 1. Modern technology before its time. This was just the start of another exciting episode of Star Trek, which was a very popular science fiction series in the 1960s. Every week, viewers watched the adventures of Captain Kirk and his crew as they traveled through outer space. Their spaceship, the Starship Enterprise, had touchscreen computers, automatic doors, and microwave ovens. They even spoke on mobile phones like we do today. In the 1960s, the world of Star Trek was complete fantasy. None of the items that appeared in the television show existed in the real world. In those days, there were no microwave ovens, remote controls, or smartphones. In many countries, people didn't even have telephones in their homes. If they were lucky to have a phone, there was only one, and it wasn't cordless. This meant that most people sat either in the kitchen or living room while they talked on the phone. Can you imagine the fights in the house and the noise? You are talking on the phone. Everyone can hear your conversation, and other people want to use the phone. Who wants to go back to that time? Well, aside from the fights over the telephone, imagine life without smartphones, tablets, or computers. You probably wonder what people did all day. Well, for a start, they watched Star Trek and thought, "Wow, what amazing gadgets!" 2. Science fiction gadgets. Some people believe that shows like Star Trek inspired inventors to create the modern gadgets, which are a big part of our daily lives. Let's take a look at some of the sci-fi products that became a reality. Automatic doors. When you walk into a supermarket, you probably don't even notice that the doors open automatically. We are used to having doors open for us when we approach them, just as they do on the Starship Enterprise. Automatic doors first appeared in the late 1960s, around the time that Star Trek was showing on TV. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Touchscreen technology. Today, we have touchscreen phones, tablets, computers, and more. We all automatically touch a screen with one finger in order to call a friend, send a message, or open an application. Back in the 1960s, touchscreens were only a fantasy on Star Trek. The crew touched a screen to get information, to send a message, or to even talk to someone. It makes you wonder where the idea for touchscreens came from. Cordless ear devices. What does that woman have in her ear? Doesn't it look similar to the cordless ear devices that we use today? Nyota Uhura was one of the Star Trek crew, and she used her ear device to talk with the crew when they weren't on the ship. It was very useful because she could walk around the spaceship while she was talking, just like we do today. So much of today's technology appeared over 50 years ago in the Star Trek series. What amazing gadgets, and what an inspiring show!